AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Trump administration plans to review refugees admitted by the Biden administration. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
A memo obtained by the Associated Press says during the Biden years, expediency and quantity were prioritized over detailed screening and vetting. The memo says that warrants a comprehensive review, including the re-interviewing of all refugees admitted from January 20, 2021 to February 20, 2025. The memo immediately suspends green card approvals for the nearly 200,000 refugees who came to the U.S. during that period. The move could face legal challenges from advocates of the refugee program, who say refugees are generally some of the most vetted of all people coming to the United States. They criticize the move as cruel and wasteful. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Japan's Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi, who recently triggered China's fury with a comment about Taiwan, says she received a call from President Trump right after he spoke with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Takaichi, a hardline conservative, said Trump expressed his friendship to her in the call. She did not, however, say whether they discussed her comment on Taiwan. Only weeks into her job as Japan's first female prime minister, Takaichi infuriated China by suggesting Japan could respond militarily if China were to try to seize control of Taiwan. A federal judge yesterday dismissed the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. The judge concluded that the prosecutor who brought the charges at Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. World shares advanced after U.S. stocks rallied on hopes the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates soon. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the death of a Tulsa race massacre survivor at 111 years old.
Viola Ford Fletcher, one of the last known survivors of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre in Oklahoma, has died. In recent years, she had sought justice for the deadly attack by a white mob on a thriving black community where she lived as a child.
I hear the screams. I have lived through the massacre every day.
She was 7 years old when the two-day attack began on the prosperous area that was known as Black Wall Street. In her 2023 memoir, Don't Let Them Bury My Story, she described seeing piles of bodies in the streets and watching as a white man shot a black man in the head, then fired towards her family. She wrote the book with Ike Howard, her grandson, who says he had to persuade her to tell her story. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.